WATB Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATB Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon-coming King awaits. This is a WATB disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this show do not necessarily reflect the views of We Are the Bride Ministries, We Are the Bride Radio, or We Are the Bride Television. Thank you.
Hello, Bride. Welcome to the Clarion Call. This show is here to expose the enemy for what he has done in our churches and in our nation. Over the past 20 years, the devil has crept in. But this show will expose the devil and what he's doing in our churches and in our nation. Be alert, bride. Be sober. He is coming back after a bride without spot or wrinkle. Our battle is not with flesh and blood. It is with the principalities and the powers of the air. And we are taking our position in the army of the living God. Rise up, bride. This is your hour. Charge! Bride, I'm trying this again. That old devil, we rebuke the devil in Jesus' name. Trying to interrupt my broadcast and to expose what the enemy is trying to bring in through the church. Remember, bride, that I've taught you about New Age, how New Age is creeping in the church. I taught you about all the different things, and I pray that you have discernment to see what is being brought in and what we are partnering with. Remember when I talked to you about the ecumenical movement and how when we partner with the enemy, when we do things with them, we are endorsing what they are about. Okay, so if we're endorsing something, we're putting our stamp of approval on it. That's like if someone was to forward my book. They're putting their stamp of approval on my book. So we need to be very careful what we are attached to. Remember, I did a whole show on mixing in the church, how we should not mix in the church and partner with evil things because God hates mixture. Okay, now tonight I'm going to show you online the different things that Bill Johnson and Bethel Church is partnered with just so you can see. And listen, I understand people saying, you should not put down other ministries. You should not talk about other ministries. But how can you reveal what the enemy is doing without giving examples, without showing people where heresy is? So from this point, I will not apologize anymore. I'm going to obey the Lord and show you. Now listen, I'm not expecting you to believe everything I'm showing you, but I am asking you to ask the Holy Spirit to give you discernment, at least open your eyes to what's going on out there. Okay, now let's go ahead and go to the next thing. Now, this is their website. Remember, I taught you about logos, about the as it is in on earth, as it is in heaven, and how they're doing a lot of the logos on the top and below, as it is from above, as it is below type of deal. Their website looks pretty good. I went through it. It's a really nice website. It looks pretty average on the front. on the front of it to the people, it looks like everything is on the up and up until you start seeing what they're connected with. Okay, now Bethel Redding, that is in Redding, California. That is where I visited last year when I was on my national tour, and that's when I saw the things in there in their church that really grieved me. One is how they dressed. I was very disturbed with the girls in the short shorts with the tank tops, with their boobs hanging out and tattoos everywhere, piercings everywhere, their bras showing, and the men with the skinny jeans. You know how I feel about the skinny jeans, that it's made for gay people, made for homosexuals, because it focuses on their package on the front and the package on the back. Just very inappropriate. Especially for people on platforms, people in leadership, spiritual leadership. And it was just very inappropriate. And the spirit there with it, something was off. And then it wasn't until later when I learned about the ecumenical movement and the emergent church and what's happening in the country, did I realize that this is part of the sickness that is in the church. And I'm going to show you just a little bit of what they partnered with, Bride, just so you can see for yourself. Okay, now this is Bill Johnson. He is the pastor, the head leader of Bethel Church. And this is him endorsing a school called Deep End School in Byron Bay. Now, remember, Bride, when I taught you about how if you have discernment, you can see the spirit on these people. There's a look about them that's involved with this Another Jesus movement that's taking place out here. There's a spirit, and it almost looks like they're hippies. But I don't have a name for it, but that's what it looks like. It's like the hippies back in the 70s. They're very like, love, love. You know, but it's very mystical. There you go, that's the word. It looks like a mystical, and you will see through these videos I'm about to show you, this is where a lot of their roots are placed, and you'll see where a lot of their mysticism, Bethel is known for their mysticism in the church, their mystical teachings, their new age, they bring in a lot of new age, false doctrine, there's so many things. This is probably the most grievous ministry that I've researched. That is transgressing in today's times. Okay, well, let's see just his endorsing of this school, and then we will see the effects of it. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Bill Johnson from Bethel Church in Redding, California. And we're experiencing a wonderful move of the Holy Spirit, and one of the things that excites me so much is to see what God is doing in other places around the world. And Australia is really being marked right now for God. And some dear friends of ours, Phil and Marie, have this school that is really unique and extremely powerful. I believe that the Lord is positioning them for a season, for this moment, for this period of time, to equip and to train, raise up a generation that will have serious, serious impact on culture, on society. And it's not single dimension in its dimensional in its training. It's very it's very impressive, very thorough in the way people are being equipped and trained to really have an impact on the world.
I apologize, Brad. He's basically endorsing Deep End School in Byron Bay. I apologize about my internet. It usually works very good, but
I tell you, these are just dear friends that I trust and love so much, and I get happy inside when I find out what they're doing, and now this new season in training and school for them, and I'm just happy. I just want to commend it and really encourage people to consider committing a part of your life to receive this kind of training, because there's not very many places in the world yet where you can get this kind of real in-depth training and the ability to be released into life, into ministry, to really make a difference. And that's what we all want. We want to We want to have impact. We don't want to just spin our wheels or just go through Christian routine. We want to have impact. We want our life to have a significant impact on the world around us. And these folks offer that kind of training, and I'm really, really happy to commend this school to you. So I bless you in Jesus' name. I pray you deeply.
Okay, Bright, I just want to point out he continually uses the word happy and the experience. Oh, it definitely has an experience in Byron Bay. Okay, let me show you a video that actually features Byron Bay. This will show you the spiritual atmosphere of the island. Here we go. Okay, Bride, I'm going to let it show you while I'm talking to you about Byron Bay. I watched a documentary one time about this island, and it talked about how it's like the New Age capital of the world. You can see all the different aspects of the way that they express themselves. They have like nudist beaches there. They have many different religions, but it's known for being like an island of freedom. Where it's a lot of new age and a lot of nudity. It's like a surfer capital of the world where the surfers gather. Now, this is where Bill Johnson just endorsed this training school. Now, this training school is here on this island, and it's also one of the world headquarters of YWAM. You will notice I have not done a video on YWAM yet, but YWAM is involved in the ecumenical movement. And they're all in this together. You will see them doing a whole bunch of events together and whatnot. But the reason I'm showing you this tonight, Bride, is because I want you to see the spirit. And I pray that God will give you discernment about what you will discover tonight about Byron Bay, the spirit that's on New Agers, and then look at the spirit that's on the people that are involved in all of this. I pray that your eyes will be open. Okay, so we know that's Pharrell Williams' Happy Song, and it's made there in Byron Bay. Okay, yes, you can see there it's a nudist island. Okay, let's go to the next video. Okay, now this is Meet Byron Bay Crew. Here we go.
Hey, we're a part of a church called New Earth Tribe, and we've just had the Burn 24/7 thing here in Byron, and the whole vision for Burn 24/7 in Byron was to stand at the most easterly point of Australia and to open the gates to let the King of Glory in. So we've just had the most amazing time. We've had I think we started it on Friday morning at about 10 o'clock, and we just went all night Friday night, right through all day Saturday to Saturday night. Our voices are raw because we've been shouting and letting the King of Glory come into Australia. So the vision for this thing was to gather intercessors and worship warriors to come here to Byron Bay and to open the east gate of to the King of Glory. So we've had an awesome time.
Awesome. Yeah. And here we are standing at the eastern gate.
This is it, huh?
Okay, now, Bride, I'm going to show you a video. Let me scroll down here, and I want to show you their intro. Let me go up here to Byron Bay. And look, Brian, remember, you can yeah, that's what it's called. Tribe Byron Bay. Now, isn't that funny? We have a lot of tribes. They're trying to call them tribes. A lot of revivalists in America. What do you think about that? All right, let's check out Tribe Byron Bay. Y'all need to check this out, Brian. You will see for yourself. First of all, that tree right there looks new age, don't it? Remember I told you to check out logos. Okay, well, I'm going to show you that one in a minute. It's Byron Bay. What is the name of that? Byron Bay. Hold on just a moment, Brad. I had it. Let's see here. Okay, Brad, I found it. This is the advertisement to come to the Deep End School. This is what Bill Johnson endorsed. Here we go.
Hello!
I'm hot!
I'm Mia! We're in Byron Bay, Australia, on a launching pad! And we're gonna launch into the world! We're hungry, we're passionate, and we're on fire! Disciples of Jesus, we love him so much. And we want to call all of the hungry ones, all of the ones wanting to be discipled and passionate and get fired up for the kingdom of God to come to Byron Bay with us and do the Deep End School.
Yeah, this is the Deep End School. You will be launched off right into the very heart of kingdom ministry, which Jesus was all about. Healing the sick, raising the dead, cleansing the lepers, healing the crippled. You're going to love upon them. You're going to love upon them. But more so, this school is about encounter.
Yeah.
You will encounter the glory of God as you come and get immersed in His Spirit, immersed in the love, wrapped up in the love of the community, and just lavished upon, because you cannot go out until you're fully filled inside. Come and receive your encounter.
Yeah. Woo. And then from that place, we just get to leak Jesus everywhere, over the people around us, over the community.
Brad, I just want to point out something right here. Does this not look creepy to you, or is it just me? Hello? This looks so creepy here. Because, first of all, watch his eyes. I'm questioning her necklace and the ring that she has on. I've been studying New Age jewelry. And just the way that they're acting, do you see what I'm talking about? It's this, well, you'll see in the other videos. Here we go.
Back into your homes, your households, the countries that you live in.
Yeah.
That the glory of God gets to explode and cover the whole earth. So if you want to just get trained in kingdom ministry.
That's another thing. Okay, do you see their manifestations of going, oh, that manifestation? You will learn. I don't know if I've showed this video before, but actually from the Toronto movement. That's where that came from. It's a glory stream where Todd Bentley and Patricia King and all of them are from. It's like a glory stream, and this includes this stream here. With Bill Johnson, they have strange manifestations, and you will hear them when they do the manifestations. They'll do that a lot, and let's keep going.
Have kingdom encounters, hit the streets in love. We go into New Age festivals, and we see people
yeah, just the last one we did, we saw 400 people get radically healed, touched, and set free, and just filled up with joy. And just yesterday, a couple.
Okay, let me pause right there. This is another sad part about this new Jesus that's being pushed out there through Hillsong, Bethel, IHOP, Elevation Church, all these emergent churches, is they push about the experience. Remember, I told you that's what the Pope pushes, but they push experience and healing. People, what about salvations? What about bragging about salvations, people getting saved out there? Bride, remember I told you that even New Agers do healings. And there's a lot of videos. If you just go on YouTube and type in Bethel Church and healing, you will see they use a lot of creepy ways to do healing. They will do these, they call them energy transfers, where they hold their palm above the other palm and they feel like they're transferring the Holy Ghost that way. Just really, really creepy. Let's keep going.
All of us went out in the street and we prayed for this guy and he got radically healed in front of this cafe and stood up and told everyone, screamed out at the top of his lungs, I've been so healed! Oh! So if you want to be part of that kingdom army, then this is the place, the only place for you to come and receive your training, your discipleship.
Yeah, the school goes from July to December, so get your application form in right now, today. Just go onto the computer, type it in, defendschool.com. Put it in to us. Send it to us.
Come on, guys. This is the time. This is Australia's hour. Woo! Come.
All right, Brad, that is their school there. I'm going to go ahead and hit play, but I may show this video later. I apologize about my internet. It's just the devil, I'm telling you, does not do this any other time. But that old devil tries to stop me from doing these shows. Okay, so. All right, let that load. And then we will come back to that probably. Okay, let's go to the next one, Brad. Now, this is this group, the one that the Deep End School, they're called the New Earth Tribe on Byron Bay. Okay, this is one of their burn festivals. Let's watch it. Alright, Brad, I'm going to pause right here just so we don't fall into a trance with them. But you get the point of how they do fire, which to me is divination, which to me is witchcraft, which to me is New Age. Not good. Okay, let's go to the next one. Okay, now this one, I want to show you a little bit about the culture of Byron Bay. Remember I was talking about the hippies? Okay, let's watch a little bit of this one. Now, Brad, I want you to look at the culture of this and tell me if you see a difference. This is New Age right here. This is New Age at work, and tell me if you see a difference between that and this other tribe. It's all mysticism. That guy looks like he's got a bong right there. What the world? Okay, now let's go to the next video. Okay, now this one is YWAM. Remember I told you, Brad, that YWAM has one of their main offices there on the island. What they do is they have a training center there. It's like a beautiful big mansion. And they come there and they train a lot of the youth there on this island. This is in Australia. So I want you to see one of their commercials. And then you're basically going to pick up on a spirit. I pray that the Lord will give you discernment on what I'm trying to get out there tonight. Thank you. Yes, he is naked.
Freezing eyes, like, I was already knackered as it was, but fire, the waves were pretty gnarly, so that was sick. Yeah, got out there, first wave was just radical, like, oh, wasn't that even that good? Like, I got wiped out, but bro, it was so funny. Just crashing out, doesn't even matter, because the water's better anyway, so you're diving in just for a bath, which is pretty sick. Yeah, the sweet as, and then next wave was just, like, sweet, like, oh. You're just so stoked getting into any wave that you catch. And so every wave you catch is just like a whole new experience. And
okay, Brad, I just wanted to show you how they're doing their commercials advertising for YWAM. This is called Stoked on Life, Jesus and Surfing, a YWAM DTS story, which means training school story. So I'm thinking, how inappropriate can you be? I would not want my youth going there. But see how they have mixed a lot of the New Age culture into Christianity, which I'm telling you, Bride, has swept over into the United States. This New Age culture of freedom, do not judge. It's like a utopian valley. It's a hippie thing. If you ever knew anything about the hippies, remember I showed you the video on the hippie preacher? He was the one that was involved in homosexuality, and he would do his homosexual acts on Saturday and then preach on Sunday, but everybody said because he had manifestations of signs, miracles, and wonders that he had to be of God. But he's living unholy. You know, we just have to have discernment in this hour. Okay, let's go to the next one. Okay, now this is a video. Now I want to show you something, Brad. This video here, Shine, is a song by the Tribe Byron Bay. And this is endorsed by Bethel Music. And we all know this song, actually. Okay. So I'm just going to play a little bit of it so I don't get into copyrights. But I just want you to hear the theme of the song, because one day I'm going to do a documentary about all of this music. Okay? Now this is music over here on this island mixing with all this New Age. And then mixing, and you think about all the Hillsong music, Bethel music, IHOP music, how it's very seductive, it's very intimate, and very, you know, like we call it raw, but duh, that's how New Age is. So let's see what we see, and tell me what you see, Brad. Here we go. Shine. Brad, this song is so beautiful. That has been one of the biggest grievances of my discovering all this is the music, because I absolutely loved it. But seeing how it's partnered with the ecumenical movement, partnered with New Age movement and all this stuff, it has just given me a sickening in my spirit. And you look at these people, okay, they have a candle, and they're coming together to shine, and they come together in this open field. And if you think about Byron Bay with their natural, organic feel, I mean, look, the scenery is absolutely beautiful. First of all, I don't like her necklace, which looks New Age again right there. But anyways, they're all coming together in all the different colors, by the way, which in New Age, they really celebrate colors. You learn that in the New Age. Man, I just rebuked the devil about my internet. Okay, so now they're putting together all this creepy looking stuff. Writing music out in the open. The colors, see what I mean about the colors? Painting. I guess they're drinking tea there. Oh, ain't he cute? Very earthy. Out there being very earthy. Now they're like worshiping outside in the light. I mean, it is beautiful scenery. Isn't that just beautiful with that horse and everything? And then I think about the other commercial that I showed you. It's kind of the same type of theme. Okay, so now I want you to look at the pattern of what they're doing here. This is very, very weird to me. The circle that they're doing. If I can get my internet to work right here. Which I do love dance. I love worshiping and dancing for sure. I'm not knocking that at all. There's the drums. Okay, they're coming together in the circle. Help is Jesus. Okay, I want you to see how they're specifically placed. Now see, because of what I do with marketing and advertising and logos, see, I pay attention to things like this. There's a circle within a circle. She's a pretty girl. The circle going one way, the other circle going the other way. I'm wondering if that's a kingdom. Remember I said, so above as it is below type of deal. Anyways, you'll see on this other video, I pray that my internet will not show out like this one, how they do in some of their meetings like that. Okay, now this guy, look what he says about Byron Bay.
AKA they're a goddess, but preferably both.
At this point, I don't even know what moon.
All right,
Byron
here we go.
Bay, Australia. Byron Bay is not only the spiritual capital of America, it's a spiritual capital of the world, because it's not even in America, it's in Australia. It's easily the most spiritual place on earth. Needless to say, I fit right in, and I'll tell you about my time in Byron Bay. When I'm there, I spend my days not washing my hair and sitting on sidewalks with my fellow brothers and sisters of consciousness, enjoying the freedom of being obligated to do nothing all day. because we're free spirits. All the guys in Byron have aggressive beards and either dreads or a man bun. And all the ladies either have unshaven armpits, aka they're a free spirit, or they talk about moon blood all the time, aka they're a goddess, but preferably both. At this point, I don't even know what moon blood is, but I think it's safe to assume it's something delightfully transcendent. Everybody who's anybody in Byron does some type of energy healing. I put up flyers for my Reiki sessions. Did you know there's more Reiki practitioners in Byron Bay than there are actual people? I figure this can only mean one thing. The Reiki market is hot. I'm thinking I'm going to be making some serious bank this season. But as it turns out, nobody booked a single session with me. Surprising. While I was there, I met a friend named Terrence at the community market. We put together a guided meditation album. He plays the didgeridoo, and I make whale sounds by playing an old guitar like a violin using a tuning fork. Meanwhile, Meadow puts silent blessings into the tracks. We don't even write songs. We just play what comes through us in the moment. It always comes out perfect. This one time, we just finished laying down a track on the sidewalk, and guess who almost steps on me? Xavier Rudd. I chase him down with tuning fork in hand. Once I caught up to him, he acts like he doesn't even know who he is. I really enjoy sitting on Johnson Street staring down tourists. I mean, they're invading the town, and they don't even respect the sacred energies of the land. I wish they'd just go away forever. I made all my money off tourists. I wish there were more of them. I sold my energy jewelry off a folding table on the sidewalk. Rock necklace, all handmade. This rock is made out of pure rock.
What did I tell you, Bribe? What did I tell you? Those necklaces, the jewelry those people had on, are new age. Mixing. God hates mixing. Look, this guy right here, he's a new ager. I just wanted to see you to see his behavior. See the feminism. New age is very feminism. The Pope, I told y'all, on his missiology document, wants everybody to give God as feminist, that he's a feminine God. So tell me, do you see any similarities between this guy and the way he's talking and the other way? Let's keep going.
Which is made out of our planet. Because the Earth has sacred energies, it means this rock that came from the sacred Earth has sacred energies. Which means this is sacred energy jewelry. This one's only $75, practically giving it away. Whenever I'd sell a piece of jewelry, then I'd go to Raw Treaties. It's a completely raw, vegan, organic cafe. Meat-free, dairy-free, gluten-free, sugar-free? I'm in. I'd get a $12 juice and a $10 salad. Live in the vegan loca. Then I'd sit at the cafe for the next 7 hours using the free Wi-Fi. And because I haven't showered for a fortnight, the other customers enjoy the sense of earthiness I bring to the cafe. At nighttime, I put on my jumper and go to a drum circle at the rec. Nothing's more cosmic than drumming under a full moon. I met a girl there named Shutter Slut, excellent hand drummer. She looks so familiar. I swear I knew her from somewhere. Probably just a past life. Needless to say, we go back to my hostel, the Arts Factory, to explore our past life together and this life. Then I found out what moonblood actually is. It's not a good thing. I mean, why didn't anybody tell me that's what it is? The next morning, I go to Tallow Beach for a swim, but mostly just to wash my face really good.
Okay, so I wanted to show you this creepy man. Okay, now I'm going to show you his website. I'm going to show you something on here, Brad. Okay, now this is the guy's website. This guy, he's legit. This is what he does. He was not mocking. This is who he really is. Okay, and he calls himself Awaken with JP. Now, I want you to see any similarities, okay? Get every ultra spiritual episode delivered to your inbox, plus ultra woke perks from time to time. Okay, and then he has all his videos. Essential oils, what do you know? All the Christians that are partnering with essential oils, here you go. The benefits and uses of essential oils for physical, emotional, and spiritual health are endless. I give you a tutorial on the best ways to use essential oils. This video is obviously the best source of information on how to use essential oils. Yes! Christians touch the unclean things. No! We do not touch the unclean thing. Okay, how to be ultra spiritual? He's going to teach them how to do that. Empower yourself. Negative thinking. Wow! How do we see a lot of Christianity going? I don't like to talk about sin. That's negative. I don't like to. It's just so negative talking about the end of the world. Talking about the mark of the beast. That is just so negative. You're just judging. You're judging homosexuals. You shouldn't do that. It's all, see how it's so new age, all this stuff. I pray people wake up. I want to show you this other thing on here. Let's see if I can scroll back up here. Okay, let's go to About. He is an emotional healing coach. You mean he's new age and does healing? Yes. International teacher, world traveler, and curious student of life. He leads retreats around the world on different healing and personal empowerment themes for like-minded and like-hearted people to come together, learn, grow, and heal. And look at this, bride. And if the formal credential side of things is important to you, I hold certification in holistic coach advanced practitioner through the Holistic Coaching Institute in Columbus, Ohio. Listen, I've been trying to tell you, when you see that word holistic, you should have a red flag go up. You know, beep, I am not going to get involved in that. Okay, now, this training I found out is through this burn group. And let's see, before I show this, I want to show you this video. Where did it go? Okay, bride, this is the video I found. This one is the 3 Days of Light of 2015. Now, this is called New Earth Tribes, which is what that group is from. But I don't know if it's exactly the same tribe, but I want you to see how they're doing this, because if it is, it would be catastrophic. But if it's not, I want you to see the similarities of what this other tribe is doing. Watch this. Does the music not sound the same? Now, bride, I just want to tell you that this music you're listening to, it's New Age music by Momentology. Now, listen to how much alike it sounds of the other one. Listen to this. Okay, bride, I don't know if you saw the background. Let me back this up a little bit. Okay, they're putting up their lights. But I want you to look at these blankets behind them. Look at this. These are all different New Age symbols on these blankets and all different types of religions. Okay, I want you to pay attention. Pay attention to the backgrounds and everything. Okay, actually, see how they all have the long scarves on like the other video did? I'm going to go ahead and take the audio off and kind of talk you through what we're seeing. Here we go. The beating of the drums. The dancing with the scarves. The utopia. All the love fest, everybody's loving on each other, the hippie, that's how the hippie movement is. No judging. Let's all love. It's all peace. See Buddha back there? All right here's yoga. They're doing yoga and see the circle. Even children there, isn't that sad? Notice the way they're dressed and all the tattoos. All right, let me look right there. Back up. Pause. Okay, let's back up a little bit. Let's look at this one blanket right here. Okay, right there, you can see the Buddha. And then right here to the left, you can see the chakra, the New Age blanket. You can see the chakra. These are chakras. This is like the New Age symbol right here. And you can see the all-seeing eye there. And also, if you noticed in the Shine videos, the blankets that some of those people had around them. And see how they have the scarves and everything. Okay, let's keep going here. If I can get my internet to work. Okay. I rebuke the devil right now in Jesus' name off of my internet. Okay, here we go. He's placing the rose petals. Now, right in the middle there is like a, look at that. I'm going to pause if I can. This is almost like witchcraft. They have all these different types of symbols, the skull, flowers, all the, they probably have hair from people and everything. This is nothing but a freaky witchcraft display here. But see, I want you to see, Bride, how they are mixing all of the religions together. Remember, I was talking about the ecumenical movement. This is basically what they're doing. Hey, actually, this right here is a good video to show the impact of the ecumenical movement is right here in this video. Well, how can you say that? Because the ecumenical movement, they're all into healing. They're all into miracle signs and wonders. Mostly of the healing nature. The love, the hippie look. Let's all love one another. You know, inclusion. Just like the hippie, the frisbee guy. You know, is I'm telling you, there's something about this spirit, this hippie, New Age spirit, and that is what is taking over the world. This one world religion is what we're looking at right here. It's where it's mixing all of them together. They all love each other. You know, it's the false love, but they're all coming together. Let's see what else here. See all the blankets back there. And look, they're all laid out. Okay, I want you to see. They are laid out with their heads aimed towards the middle. They're like laying there in a trance. Look at this blanket right over here. This is a New Age blanket with the triangle, with the circle around it. It's got the guy meditating on there. New Age, totally Kabbalah, right there. Okay, let's keep going. Receiving from this spirit. Isn't this sad, Bride? Now they're doing the drumming like that other group around the fire. I call this strange fire. This, all that they're doing here is strange fire. And looky here with the purple and green and the colors. Okay. Looks like a lot of our sanctuaries today, don't it? And guess what? I found out purple is the color of New Age. And why are we having purple in all of our churches now? Okay, now it looks like a creepy seance with candles. Pause right there. Okay, remember when we saw the Shine video and they all had candles and they were taking their candles to shine together. All right, let's keep going. See how they're dancing, and we see that in the other videos. I'm telling you, Bride, this is what has crept into the United States. this new, see the love and utopia there? This is what has crept into the United States. This creepy new age. Look at all them religions together in one. There's the circle again. What do you know? All right, let's see here. New Earth Tribe Tri-Night in Byron Bay. Let's see what this is. All right, I'm letting this have sound on this one. Let me skip through here. Basically the same stuff. Brad, I can just hear some of you saying, what does this have to do with Bill Johnson? Well, let me tell you what it has to do with it. Well, let me show you this real quick. This is what they call a blazing joy party at New Earth Tribe. I guess Jesus is a wild lover. Okay, let's keep going. I'm going to connect all the dots together. Okay, see the circle there, what I was talking about? All the different colors, all the different things. Okay, let's go to the next thing. There's the weird guy, the new age guy. Let's go to the next thing. Okay. This is coming from that group, Burn. Okay, so remember I was teaching you about logos, Brad? Okay, now this logo, does that not look familiar? See the M up there? See the bottom? Looks like the boat of the ecumenical movement, doesn't it? Now look, it says here, field training is 11-month online course designed to something those feel to carry the flame of night and day worship and prayer to their city and nations. The mission of the training is to raise up a new breed of revivalists, missionaries, and ministers who do life and ministry both for and from the presence. Each course was created to provoke and the key leader from the Burn 24/7 movement, the spiritual fathers. We're about to learn who's the spiritual fathers behind this creepy group. Lay foundations. Those who have language for what they believe are architects and builders of the culture of heaven on earth. Our vision is to give you solid biblical foundations for the role of worship and prayer in transforming nations. Okay, so let's see who is on this team. Learn practical leadership skills for pioneering, building, and sustaining missional. That word, remember, missional from the Pope. Night and day worship and prayer furnaces. You will learn experienced leaders on topics such as building a team, strategic planning, developing and implementing a vision, dealing with conflict. From the Burn furnace through Burn 24/7. Okay, you'll connect with students from all over the globe. All right, now that's the vision. Okay, let's go over here to field training. Let's see if we can go back to the beginning here. Okay, it's an 11-month online. We just read that. Let's see. Received from Pioneers and Influences. Look who it is. It's everybody that's in the ecumenical movement. Lou Engle, Stephanie Gritzinger, Mike Bickle. We can't see all these because their website is not very, it's not a good one. Because even if you minimize it, you still can't see all the speakers. So it tells you their web designer needs to do this a little better. Because there's not any way you can scroll over there to see these people. Well, let's see if we can read more. But see, they're all behind this group. So it makes you wonder, like Todd White with all of his things, if he has that spirit. I'll do a whole show on Todd White one day to show you what I see. Okay, and then let's go back. In other words, they're training that million man army, and they are mixing New Age in there. Okay, so here's the team of people. Online training in worship, prayer, and missions from the heart of Burn 24/7. Starts January 2018, which means it's already started. Let's read their facts. So I just wanted you to see, Bride, how all this is connected. Let's see if they have a flyer, maybe. Oh, look at that logo there. I'm telling you, y'all are going to see a lot of this. Let me save that image. I am going to save that as burnfieldtraining.com. That way I know where the logo come from. All right, let's see. Vertical Worship and the Great Commission. Power to Change the World. Rick Joyner. Mr. Mason himself. The 10 Greatest Revivals Ever. Emerald Town. Keep Your Eyes on Love, Dan, and Silk. 21 Indispensable Qualities of a Leader Enthroned. Bringing God's Kingdom to Earth through unceasing worship and prayer. So they're definitely using music to pull people in. That's how they pulled me in. I can tell you that right now. I was in love with their type of music. And see how they all have the same type of music? Bride, don't you think that's a connection? Think about it. Something is not right here. So when we look at what all they're attached to and how they're all working together in all these big events. Well, my hour is up, Bride. I wanted to get into the Christology, what do they call this? Christian tarot cards that they're a part of. This deal here. Oh, Christ Alignment, that's it. There's a huge scandal over Bethel with Christ Alignment, which has to do with these tarot cards. They call them Christian tarot cards. You can just check that out yourself. I may do that on another broadcast, but the whole broadcast tonight was just to show you about the how they are connected, and where I think the root of that hippie look is has to come from Australia. The root is New Age. The New Age, you know, the hippie type of feeling, the hippie type of look, the love. Look at how they do essential oils, how they do vegans, how they do All that stuff has crept into the church at such a terrible level. Okay, Bride, I pray that you've enjoyed. This is lesson one of Bethel. There's a whole lot more of Bethel. So this is just lesson one, and I pray that it's really blessed you tonight. God bless you, Bride.